John chapter 17, if you're there, say amen. Amen. All right, we're going to read six, seven verses, starting with verse 20. Bible says, Gospel of John, my prayer, this is Jesus praying, lifting his voice up to his Father in heaven. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those, that would be us. Everybody say us. I pray also for us, for all of them who would believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me, and I am in you, may all they also be in us, so that the world may know, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Amen? I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I and them, and you and me. May they, that would be us, may they be brought to complete unity to let the world know. That's a big job, right? We are to come together in unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory. The glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. Lord, I give you praise, asking that you would come and visit us here, that you would glorify yourself in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen, 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 amen. Taylor, would you shut that door back there for me, please? Well, it was project day yesterday, and I have brought the project JJ and I were working on, this fabulous, everybody say fabulous? Fabulous. Fabulous. Fender Jazz Bass, and this was scarred and cut and all messed up, and I had to take it all the way down to wood. And I didn't think I was going to have to, but I did. And so then I began to put coats of lacquer on it, put this little finish on it. It's got dust all over it, man. I like that dust. And so JJ and I are sanding, buffing, and man, we get this thing just shining, high-fiving, you know, just going, oh yeah, look at this thing, man, it is so good, it is so cool, and then it's looking so good, I gotta get a case, and so I pull out the old junky bass, and this doesn't fit in the case, it's too long. And so I pull out the Ernie Ball Music Man Stingray, open that case up, and this is not even close. Not even in the same class. And you know, talk about God's love. We're going to contrast that to the love of the world today. And, you know, sometimes we look at what we're doing, and, man, we're just going, oh, yeah, we are so good because we got nothing to compare it to. But we compare the love of the world to the love of God doesn't even compare, not even in the same class. We're in a series called Displaying God's Love. And Jesus was the most visible display of the love of heaven. Amen? Yeah. Love is the plan. Left us here that we are to be on display. And the problem, and I'm anybody walking out of here in the next 30 seconds or 30 minutes. Jesus' most accurate display of God's love. Amen? It's not the way it's supposed to be. We are supposed to be the most accurate display of God's love. And you're thinking, heresy. No, man. John chapter 14, verse 12. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing. This is Jesus talking to whoever would believe. Jesus talking to who? Us. Amen? And they will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. The prayer that I read, may they be in me as I am in you so that they can be in us so that what? So the world can know. We are supposed to be a witness of the plan of God. And love is the plan. Amen? The world bites off on what it thinks is love. And they bite off on a lie. Message of the kingdom is to be on display in the church. God's love on display through us. John is writing this letter to a church in disarray. And we're going to take a look today that many have indeed left the church. Many have indeed got off track. They have taken the message of God and gone their own way with it. Off track because they bought the lie of the enemy. Last week we talked about being a child of the devil. Thinking, Pastor, you're being so harsh. Well, today we're going to talk about Antichrist and the spirit of Antichrist. And you know what? This is not a soft book. I'll buy you lunch today, Mary Jo. There is judgment at the end. And God wants to make sure that you don't get on the wrong side. If there was no judgment, if there was no difference, then Jesus would have not had to go to the cross for Mary Jo's sin, for Pastor Bob's sin, for Pastor Scott's sin, and for Roki's sin, even if he is celebrating his 10th anniversary. Amen? See, if it's all a scam, if there is no truth, we can do whatever we want. And that's the lie of the world. And the lie of the world can look good, and we can get drawn off track by the lie of the world. God gives us the power to resist that lie and to stay on track, to do the things that God would have us to do. Today we're going to talk about knowing if you're on track or knowing if you're off track. And to make that determination, you're going to have to take a look at your life. You have to ask yourself, do I have the evidence of the kingdom in my life? Do I have God's love? Because God's love will let you know if you're on track or not. Jesus hung on the cross to get you on track. And he says, in this non-soft book, do everything you can to stay on track. We're going to take a look at the plan of God, which is love. Amen? Amen. All right, go to 1 John chapter 4. That's where we are going to spend our time today. 1 John chapter 4, 12 verses in there. We'll spend all of our day. And it starts off, John says, you got to be careful. There are so many people out there, the world would say, you don't got to be careful. It's going to be okay. God is really Santa. And he just shows up. He's going to make every... In fact, the world will tell you that God's job is to make sure that you are happy. God's job is to make sure that nothing bad happens to you. And then they'll say, because bad things are happening, God's not doing his job. And because God's not doing his job, he's not worth worshiping. And I want to let you know this morning, that's a lie. Amen. It's a flat-out lie. So what we need to do is get to this book, and we need to get an accurate picture of God. And to do that, we need to be very careful. Dear friends, this is who John is writing to. Dear friends, you people that have been with me, have received our teaching, have received the message of Christ. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit. Why? Because there are some bad ones out there. Wait a minute. I'm trusting God, and God's going to take care of me, And so he's just going to let me know. Well, apparently not. Because he says, don't believe every spirit, but test the spirits. Wish I would have thought this up. It's kind of like put your thinking cap on. Right? Man, be on guard. Be careful. Where you are living, it is dangerous. Where you are living, there are tested spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. There are many out there who are lying. False prophets can be identified by a false message. How are you going to determine if it's false unless you are discerning? Unless you are thinking, is this guy lying to me? Girls, you go out, you're on the street, some guy comes up, starts talking nice to you. What do you got to be thinking? Is this guy lying to me? Does this guy want to rip me off? Guys, some girl comes up to you, starts talking nice to you. You got to be thinking what? Is this girl trying to rip me off? Get over on me? Why? There's false prophets, false messages, liars out there trying to take advantage of you. False prophets have a false message. These false prophets came out of the church. They came out from us. They had the message of truth. They had the message of God, and they got off track. See, you're sitting here today. I don't know how your week was. I know how some of your weeks were. Some of you are thinking, man, I am cruising. I am tracking with God. And some of you are thinking, man, I had a rough week. I don't know where I'm at with God. But the thing is, where are you going to be next week, next month, and next year? Because false prophets went out from the church because they were deceived. They were lied to. Say, what do you mean? The church is supposed to be a safe place. Matthew 24:24. False messiahs. False Jesuses. False prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders. Wait a minute. You mean if some guy is out on the corner preaching and talking about the power of the spiritual realm, and he is performing supernatural signs, I'm not supposed to listen? John says that the supernatural signs are not a validation of truth. Why? Because there is an enemy of our souls, the prince of this world, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, who can empower those and have them perform false signs and false miracles. They're real signs and real miracles, but they verify or they validate a false message. Are you tracking with me? Some guy, Jesus said, hey man, you say somebody says out there he is out in the desert. Don't go. I'm not coming to the desert. I'm coming where? In the clouds. Can I get a witness on that? There'll be a trumpet blast. Did I hear a trumpet on that? See, he tells you what's going to happen when he comes back so that you can pay attention. You're not just sitting back on the couch watching YouTube, watching the TV, whatever. Say, oh, it must be the Lord. That ain't going to be enough. You got to test the spirits, test the prophets, test the message, and see if it's from God. Because why? Because you can get off track. Bible warns us, don't get off track. And you know what? Great lie of the enemy. And you know, he's a good liar. He's been doing it for a long time. And the thing about a good lie is it's attractive. Ooh, I want that. Oh, I could win with that. One great lie of the enemy is all roads lead to heaven. And if that were true, then Jesus didn't need to die on the cross. Jesus says only one road leads to heaven. And he says, make sure you don't get off track because it's a narrow one. Amen? All right, let's keep going. chunk of scripture here, John, 1 John 4, 2 and 3. This is how, because God gives us the right answer. He says, I want you to test the spirits, and this is what you're looking for. This is how you can know if you've got the real deal. There are some real components and aspects to the truth. He says, this is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. Scoreboard, right there. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. Maybe you've heard, oh, Jesus was a great teacher. That's denying Jesus and who he is. Amen? Amen. Oh, but we gotta love these people. Maybe the message is that Jesus was one of many great teachers, one of many prophets. Not the greatest or the last. Oh, but we gotta love these people. That's a message of the world. You know, the message of the world doesn't have much about loving Christians. It's just a message to Christians that we need to stop being so Christian. Amen? We're going to get to that in just a minute. Jesus in the flesh is a key component of the kingdom of God. Many in that day, we're talking about false miracles, false signs, and all that kind of stuff. In the Roman religion, in Greek religion, there was a lot of mysticism. JJ and I were watching a college basketball game, Mississippi and Arkansas? Arizona. And Bill Russell was there, and he had a tie-dye t-shirt on, and you know, he's talking about all this stuff and just talking about the world and talking about how we can just everybody just get along, right? And it's just the message of the world and the message of the kingdom of this world and the spiritual tolerance that comes from the world is so confusing. It comes at you from everywhere. One thing he mentioned was Grateful Dead. And I had a buddy that was big time when I first got saved, was big time into the Grateful Dead. And he said, every Grateful Dead concert that you go to, there will be on the left side of the stage all these people. They're witches. And they're all speaking in tongues. And they're all on acid. And it is this incredibly demonic thing. And so the Roman religion and the Greek religion, they were all in this mystic, I have seen God, I've experienced God, and this wisdom thing. And John cuts through all that stuff and he just says, hey, Jesus Christ in the flesh. It's not some mystic thing. It is real deal concrete. And he's moving us into a display of the kingdom that is real deal concrete in your life and in my life. Yes. Amen? Yes. Message of the world gets you off track. Bill Russell's off track. And the message of the world is just tolerance. Coexist. You seen those things, you know? And you got, they got too much for me to get into. And you know what they do is they send you this message out, and then they dress it up, you know. They want to look better and better and better. And it's a lie. He says you got to test. Because all these religions and all these things, they don't get along together. But they say, oh, this is just a man's way of getting back to God. Just grab one, it'll be fine. Just be genuine in your belief. Or just believe something. Not true. All truths and all religions are not equal. Message of the Bible. Only one truth will set you free. Amen. Get on track and stay on track. Last week, I talked to you about the super. That indeed, we had set a record. 2 times. We had driven it and not had to walk home. Joe and I broke that string after church last week. Yep. We got back to the house and I was going to back it in and Joe turned it off at the bottom of our hill and it wouldn't start again. had to walk home. My wonderful wife drove right by, didn't even stop. You need a ride? Wouldn't start. Battery was dead. Charging system. Something's going on. There's a problem. It's a real issue. Now, we can talk about what might be wrong, what might not be wrong. We can try all kinds of stuff. But, see, not like all religions will work for you if you just give it a try. Only one thing's going to fix that car. And I took the battery down to AutoZone to get it charged. And they said, well, it's dead. I said, well, I know it's dead. And we have to charge it to test it. And I came back a couple days later, and they said, well, it needs to get recharged. And I said, well, it's dead. Yeah, it's dead. And I went over to Sam's Club, got me a new battery, put it in the super. Now, I didn't take it out because I didn't have Joe to help me push. But only one thing is going to get that car out of the garage. And only one thing is going to get you to heaven. You got to get the truth. Get on track. Stay on track. Amen? All right, here we go. How much time do I got? Whew. I'm early. Let's stay late. It's raining. Amen. Pastor Scott, lunch for you, baby. All right. All righty, God changes us. Has God changed you? Yes. God changed your life? Yes. I tell you what, it is so cool seeing the transformations that are going on around this place. God, the Spirit moving in people's lives. Yes. Victory that is happening. Amen. You, dear children, again, dear children, you are from God and overcome them. We're going to talk about who them is in a moment, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Man, you can underline that in your Bible. If you got an electronic one, I don't know, just take a pen or something right on the screen. It'll always be there in the same spot. God gives us victory over them. Who is them? Well, the them is the false prophets. The them is the false spirits that have deceived the false prophets and gotten them off track. Amen? There, these who, dear children, have overcome them by the truth of the gospel. These, the dear friends, the dear children, have overcome them by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, we have that same Spirit. Pastor Paul, free lunch, here you go. We have the same word. Amen? And so we have the same tools by which we can overcome the deceit of the world. The question is, are you passing the test? Are you on track? And are you going to stay on track? Are you going to elicit this power? Are you going to elicit this truth to continue to overcome the lie of the world? Because that lie keeps on coming at you. The Bible says that you got to hold on to truth. And the enemy sends us a lie so we don't even fight. There are those who grab onto the lie thinking that they're safe. A false religion, a false hope, saying, I got it, I'm good. I don't have to test. I don't have to pay attention. I don't have to do anything. And the enemy sends you a lie and you lose without even trying. There are people that are off track and they don't even know it. Holy Spirit guides us into truth to keep us on track. And it is through the Holy Spirit that we have fellowship with God. Have you got a tie with the Holy Spirit? Have you got fruit? Love. First on the list, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Got some? If you don't, you might not have the Holy Spirit. If you don't, you could be off track. If you don't, you might not even know. Keep going. They is them. false prophets, false spirits. They are from the world. And they therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world. And the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. And this is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. Because there is a distinct difference between the message of the kingdom and the message of this world. And he says, you, everybody, point to the ceiling, right here, point up. And then take that finger and just go right here. You better be able to tell the difference between the message of the kingdom and the message of the world. It's on you. There's no pass. There's no, oh, wow. He just wasn't paying attention. Let's just let him in. No, then you don't need the cross. You don't need anything. He says, you better pay attention. It's on you. Recognize the difference. There's a difference between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of this world. There is a difference between light and darkness. Can I get a witness on that? There is a difference between the spirit of falsehood and the spirit of truth. And John tells us the world will never understand it. The world will never get it. Because the truths of the spirit are spiritually discerned. Kingdom of the world puts you in the throne. Everything is about me feeling good about me. I want and I get. I want wealth. I want boats, cars. I want all that stuff. Message of the world. We'll help you get it. And the world goes, oh, yeah, that's what I need. Everybody says, oh, yeah, that's my house. That's what I want. Sometimes you're going, no, man, I want to have that thing behind that boat. That's my house. I think that's Donald Trump's house. I don't even know what Mar-a-Lago looks like. World will do anything it can to serve itself. But the message of the kingdom is entirely different. Message of the kingdom is there is a king on the throne and it is not me. Get into the kingdom by surrendering and submitting to him and to his plan. And as long as you are trying to squeeze this into this, you are getting further and further off track. Can I get a witness on that? There are churches that are focused on this, saying that God wants you to have that. And you know what? They got a lot of people going to those churches. God is about your wealth. Really? It's kind of like a co-kingship. He's king, and I'm king. And he's going to be king of my life because he's going to help me with my kingdom. John says, watch out. You better be able to discern the lie. Because there's false prophets out there who will say, you can squeeze yourself into this. Our entrance into the kingdom is focused and based on our surrender and submission to the king. And the world thinks it's the stupidest thing that's ever come around. It just doesn't make sense. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. Dan and I went to the skate park. And all the days seem to blend together. Does that happen to you guys? Does it happen to you, Wendy? No, see, I asked her. She was born 20 years after me. I think there's a fuzziness that comes in at a certain age. So anyway, it was one day this week. I was thinking, I'm standing next to her. I'm thinking, wow. I was born in 61. You can do the math. So Dan and I went out there to the skate. It's my new wireless. Could be going back. go out to the skate park, I want to say Tuesday, and there's no skaters. Oh, man. We get up there, and there's this big ring of guys passing around a joint. That's what we used to call them when I was a kid, anyway. You relate? You know what I'm talking about? Anybody going? Anyway. And so we set up, we get our food and all that kind of stuff. And I got a table, the Jesus table, and the kids all come over, and I said, I got bad news for you. What? I said, drunkards don't inherit the kingdom of God. What? I said, I just got to tell you guys. Drunkards don't inherit the kingdom of God. Does that include smoking weed? I said, you bet it does. I said, look, I could tell you it don't matter. But it does. This guy said, smoking weed ain't going to send you to hell. I said, not knowing Jesus is going to send you to hell. And if you're smoking weed, just let me know you're really not thinking about Jesus too much. And there's this kid, and he's 20. And most of the kids are going to Hoover that are there. So he's older. And we start talking afterward, and he won't write his name down. You know, I don't want to write my name. I write something down. We got to just count you. Like, what's your name? He points to this badge on his hat. Deadpool. That's my name, Deadpool. I saw him the other day. Hey. He had a Deadpool jacket on. I'm calling him DP for Deadpool. And he starts talking about, hey, so marijuana, what if it's legal? I said, don't matter. Alcohol's legal. He goes, well, I got a prescription. I said, dude, anybody can get a prescription. $20 will get you a prescription. No, I got anxiety. And he goes, really? I was in the hospital for like a week. And they gave me Xanax. And I said, I'm not taking Xanax. I'm going to smoke weed. And I said, God's got better for you than that. See, the reason that it's sin is because you cut God off out of your life. And you're self-medicating. You're staying stoned. You need help? There's help. Need healing? God's a healer. And he said, I used to believe that. I used to go to church, but it didn't work for me anymore. So now I'm going my own way. See, he was on track. Now he's off track. God says, this is really important. Stay on track. Amen. There's a test at the end. All right, last thing we're going to talk about. Church is to be the light. You and I are supposed to be the light. God's people are to display the difference between what? The world and the kingdom. Amen? 1 John 4:7-9. Dear friends, those of you who have joined me in the kingdom, dear friends, let us love. Say love, would you? Love. Let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. And he says, you are my plan. Love is my plan. Love through you is my plan for the world to know. So my question for you today is, do you have love? Because it says right here, if you don't have love, you don't know God. Scoreboard. He says, test the spirits. He says, test your life. What do you see in your love? You got love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control? You got any of that? Is it growing? You got the activity of the Holy Spirit in you that's directing you to love, that's directing you to sacrifice, because he says this is what God did. He sacrificed his son that he would be spit upon, lied on, beat on, hung on a cross. John tells us that God is love. And that if you've got love, there's only one place it came from. It came from him. See, love will let you know if you're on track. Love will let you know, the absence of love will let you know if you're off track, playing a game, failing the test, buying into the world. Got love? Or faking it? God's love includes sacrifice, agape. God so loved that he gave his son. God so loved that he hung on a cross. And God's people so loved that they sacrifice. Somebody is in the nursery right now. Hey, nursery person. It was going to be floor, but it's not floor. It's somebody else. I don't think it's just Ezekiel and Richard watching me. Who is it? Who's down there? Ashley. Ashley. You know what that is? That's a sacrifice. There's all kinds of opportunity for sacrifice. Got some? Love will let you know if you're on track. Got some? Got love? Apparently there can be a blockage. Love block in your life. How do you get a love block when you got the Holy Spirit in you? Get a little bit of world going on. Try and slide in the values, trying to slip into that throne, saying, Jesus, I think I can fit in there next to you. Let me put my arm around you. We can both fit on the throne. Now what happens is your love starts to shrink and shrink because you don't really want them to sacrifice anymore. What you're looking for is people to sacrifice for you. What you are looking for is to get paid off by the world. I want that stuff. I'm due that stuff. When is it going to be my time? It's never going to be your time. It's always going to be his time. And then he equips you, empowers you to love and to make sacrifice and to celebrate. You know what? It's crazy. Aaron Buggs had no clue what I'm preaching on today, and he's so dead on in his offering. I grabbed that picture right there and put it up in the middle of his offering. You know what that is? That's the Holy Spirit. He used to love going to church and have learned what the preacher's preaching on Thursday. Woohoo! I already got this. Like Aaron Buggs going, I got this last night. I was studying. I got it from the Lord. Woohoo, right? He's going, yeah, I get free lunch. Oh, yeah. I'm on track with the Lord. I got no love block. All right, let's get out of here. The world sees God through us. See, we get out of here and we go on display. Are you displaying the kingdom of God in your life? Do people see you and see God manifest in the choices that you make and the sacrifice that you make and the love that you display that comes only from him? Amen. Or do they just see a bunch of you? And they go, man, I like that guy. It's all about him or gal. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. John says if we love one another, if in the body of Christ, in the church of Christ, that the love of God is manifest, people will see as a dynamic testimony the presence of the Holy Spirit in us. And they will come to a realization that Jesus was sent from heaven by the Father. That is our job. That is the plan. Love is the plan. Amen. Have you got love? See, God says, you want to love me? Grab onto one another. Can I be so bold? God says, you want to love me? Work in the nursery. Dead on. There's other things, man. We got people working in the kitchen. We got people doing all kinds of stuff. Serving. You know, this is not my notes. You guys blessed by the worship?
Amen.
You guys blessed by Gail Canole?
Amen.
I dig her on the organ. You know what? She don't even like playing. She does it. She does it out of obedience.
Amen.
Obedience to God. She makes a sacrifice. Amen. You can put a hug on her later. That was not on my notes, man. I'm sorry. That just kind of came through. Bible tells us to get real. It says, man, nobody's seen God. These guys going on, I saw God. I saw God. Say, you know what? You want to... The kingdom of God is manifest. It's real deal. Jesus in the flesh, Holy Spirit in you, Holy Spirit manifesting sacrifice in your life that people can see and grab and touch and feel. He says, this is the testimony that we have. He has been among us. We saw him. We touched him. And he says, people should be able to touch you. The reality of the kingdom, when Aaron says, man, I forgave this guy. He didn't even know I hated him. But now he knows I love him. That is the Holy Spirit manifest among us. Can I get a witness on that? What I opened with this morning. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. I pray also for Aaron Bugs. That all of them may be one, Father, just as you and me and I am in you. May they also be in us so that his body might know that you have sent me into the world. Have you got that testimony? Have you got that witness? Have you got that sacrifice? Because if you don't, you might be off track. If you don't, you might not have the Holy Spirit in you. And he says, run a test on the spirits. And he says, run a test on your life. Have you got it? Let us love one another as a display to the world. You come here to serve or to be served? He says, man, as you love one another, you will experience the fullness of the love of God in your life. As we love one another, God's love is made complete. Man, how would you like to be a love factory in which God's love is made complete? Can you imagine what a display that is? Look at that dude. Completeness of God's love in him. I use it when he was a dope head. Love is the sign that you're on track with God. Have you got it? How dynamic is the display of God's love in your life? As we become one, we are a witness to those around us of the power of the kingdom. Those around us experience a kingdom as they experience God's love through us. Got love? So many of you do. I think about you. I pray about you. Devil coming against you. Gail, Aaron. So many of you. Ashley in the nursery. You're thinking right now, I got some of that. I got some love. I got some of God in my life. I got fullness. I got love. I got joy. I got peace. I got patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. I'm such a different person. I'm on track. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just move into that. Just roll into that. At least you can come on now. Maybe you got a love block. Maybe as I am sharing this, you are thinking, it's not even the way it used to be. There's one reason for that. Too much you on the throne. God right now is saying, you got a love block. Give you opportunity this week to make sacrifice and you just passed it up. Love block. Gave you an opportunity to grab onto me by grabbing onto that person who came to you. Love block. Too much you. Not enough me. Come here this morning struggling. Struggling with the kingdom, struggling with sacrifice, struggling with time with the Lord, struggling with the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. Take a test. Realistically, it's an easy test right now because right now the Lord is just screaming in your heart and in your soul. You're failing. You are failing. Take a test. The Lord is screaming to you right now. He does it out of mercy. He does it out of love. And he does it out of kindness. And he does it because it's not too late. He says, my child, you're off track. You got no love. Time to get on track. I will give you my love. But you got to get off your throne and put me up there. I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to fight you. I'll judge you one day, but I'm not going to fight you. You can surrender. You can fight the world. You can fight me, but I'm not going to fight you. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that there is opportunities for surrender. I thank you that we can indeed love you and put our arms around you and know you. As the author and finisher of our faith, Lord, that we can come together and that we can know you by loving one another and that you give us so much opportunity. Think of that lady that was here earlier, a little confused.